A federal judge ruled today that accused sniper John Allen Muhammad should be held without bond until his trial. A public defender tried unsuccessfully to get the government to disclose more evidence against Muhammad. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Muhammad is now being held on federal charges that focus on an alleged extortion scheme. The government says Muhammad demanded $10 million to stop the killings that left 10 dead and 3 wounded. Today, his attorney, James Wida, said the government still has not produced hard evidence linking Muhammad to the scheme, and he asked why Muhammad would wait until the 12th shooting in the spree to make his demand for money. Outside the courtroom, Wida said again, this alleged effort to have millions of dollars wired to a credit card just doesn't make sense.
You know, is a bizarre crackpot scheme, one that was unlikely to be accomplished in light of the chronology, one that was frankly impossible to accomplish as a matter of fact.
But the judge said the government doesn't have to show any more evidence at this stage, so Muhammad will stay in custody. Yesterday, a judge decided the same for Muhammad's alleged accomplice, John Lee Malvo. Since he's still being treated as a juvenile, his legal status remains sealed. The Justice Department is expected to decide soon, perhaps by the end of this week, whether the pair will first be tried in federal court or in one of the growing number of local jurisdictions where Muhammad and Malvo are suspected of violent crimes. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.